I am delighted to have you here and to join me in creating your very own Garden of Eden. A paradise within yourself that has no boundaries or limits. A paradise that can neither be destroyed nor created by anyone else other than you. It's truly a magical journey, authentic, and a different way of viewing yourself. You will look at your life through different lenses of perception, and you will finally find the resting place that your soul longs for every minute of every day. Now, you might not know this, but in 1979, Peter Sellers starred in a movie called Being There. The movie is about simple-minded Chance, played by Peter Sellers, a gardener who has lived in the Washington, D.C. townhouse of his wealthy employer for his entire life and been educated only by television. He is forced to vacate this home when his boss dies. So while wandering the streets, he encounters business mogul Ben Rand, played by Melvin Douglas, who assumes Chance to be a fellow upper-class gentleman. Soon Chance is ushered into high society, and his unaffected gardening wisdom makes him the talk of the town. Here is Chance talking about gardening, and everyone he meets thinks he is this wise guru who portrayed life like a garden. Well, he was not far wrong, because life is indeed like a garden, and here is why. Your life is a myriad of colors. Some colors bright, others dull, others soft in hue. Just think for a moment. Just imagine that your mind is like a garden. You cultivate thoughts every single minute of every single day. Some thoughts are beautiful, like a blooming rose on a summer's day. Other thoughts are harmful, like weeds that strangle the strong trees growing in your garden. Left unchecked, the weeds can overrun your garden and leave a daunting mess for you to clean up. Nature is amazing. It shows us so much about life. Let's look at the four seasons of your life. The springtime, birth and newness. It is a time for your beginning, new beginnings. A time for you to start seeing the fruits of your labor. A time for the light to start streaming into your life. Let's look at the summertime. Growth and vibrancy. It's a time for vibrancy, warmth. A time for bright shining light to shine on all in darkness. A time to heal old wounds. The autumn time of your life is all about change and letting go. It's a time for change. It's a time to prepare for the winter time of your life. It's a time for deep introspection, for pulling away a bit from the maddening pace of the world. It's a time for shedding all that no longer serves you. And in the winter time of your life, you look at release and freedom. It's a time for release, letting go, losing attachments. It's a time to withdraw and spend more time in solitude and contemplating the arrival, once again, of spring. Every season in your life has its place. Embrace it, don't fear it. They are cyclical. You can go through many seasons in your lifetime. There is no prescribed time for either of them. Some seasons might be longer or shorter than others. Let your life flow with the same life force evident in nature. You do not tug at a plant to grow. You just let it be. You put the seed in the ground, you ensure that there's water and sunlight, and then you leave it. You keep it clear of weeds and parasites, ensuring that you water it as much as is required. You give the soil nutrients. You care for it. You don't rush the growing process. You don't force something to happen. It happens on its own. The same goes with your life. Don't rush to arrive. Just be. Let life happen and unfold in its own mysteriously wondrous way. Just be there. So welcome again to the garden of your soul, your very own Garden of Eden. This program is designed to show you how to tend for your garden, how to enter it, create your own safe place, and to enjoy being able to just spend time with yourself. Just be there, that's all that matters. And know this, we are all gardeners of life. So learn the art of pruning and all the other arts that go into creating a wondrous garden from those who have already cultivated their own. Namaste. The light in me sees the light in you.